Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Dalet. Mila Shaloi Bismana in a Deichus Shabbos. Mila is not Deichus Shabbos, only if it's on the eighth day. Mr. Bura Yudbeis in a Deichus, the Kik Siv Ubayoim Ashmini Koi. So it says Ubayoim Ashmini Yimob Saralosoi. Okay. So now, let's say a situation where it's not a Varechi of Mila. It's also not Deichus Shabbos. So what are the examples of that? Hey, Androgynos. So the person is an androgynous person, which means he has male and female features. Vanilla Benishmash is a person who's born during the twilight time. So it's not clear he was born on which day he was born. See if day is today 8, it's the right day, the meal is the right day, so give me the Shabbos. If really he was born earlier, today's day 9, so it would not be the Shabbos. Okay. Benelev Kishuhumol, or a person was born without the foreskin. V'yotze dofen. The mitzvah of Mila is actually said in conjunction with the woman giving. No. The mitzvah of Mila on the eighth day, which that where the Torah uses the phrase, Ubayom Hashmini Yomo Psar Losoi, where from there we learn you can do it even on Shabbos. That place, the Torah gives the mitzvah of Mila, it says it in conjunction with the woman who gives birth, a regular birth, not a cesarean. Yotzitav means person who goes out through the wall, meaning the abdominal wall. There's the mitzvah Mila, but the mitzvah, that pasuk which says the Mila is the override Shabbos is written in the parsha of a woman giving regular birth. So that's not the Shabbos. An androgynous woman gave birth, and then immediately after the birth, she converted with her child. So it's eighth day already, and now the child's already been converted, but it's not the Shabbos. When she has the shtei arolos, so Mishra has subshatim what shtei arolos means. Any milos in the Shabbos. All these examples, mil is not the Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah is of cotton hay. There's of cotton yud gimel. Androgynous. Who yelled sheesh le zachrus, kizokr, benachrus, kinakeva. It has both the male features and female features. Lil benishmoshes. Bain benishmoshes, the Arab Shabbos. Bain benishmoshes, the Mitzvah Shabbos. This could be played out both in the child was born out during the twilight zone of Arab Friday night, of Friday afternoon going into Friday night, or Shabbos afternoon going into Motzi Shabbos. All scenarios we have to push it up to the day to Yom Rishon, because if it's born Friday, not knowing if it's still Friday or it's already Shabbos, so if it was born, the child was born on Friday, next Friday is day 8, because you count, when you say 8 we mean counting the day of the birth, so Friday would be day 1, Shabbos day 2, etc. Then Friday would be day 8. So Shabbos is already day 9, not the Shabbos. It was born later. It was born on Shabbos. Shabbos is day 8. It's also the gay at the end of Shabbos. And there's the opposite. See, if the child was born earlier, it was born on Shabbos. The eighth day is next, the following week on Shabbos. But if it was born later, Shabbos is only day 7. So the possibility applies in both directions. Okay, now Mahu Benishmoshes. What is Benishmoshes? Yeish Armin, the Kerl Rebbe Shah. It's about a quarter of an hour. Who shows about this? He really helps him raise the Machal of Bir Locha, but the Maskal Shahu Ayn Shah. It's around the quarter of an hour, referring to halachic hours, which change according to the season. It's called Shoshman, an hour which depends on the time. So we're saying this calculation of a quarter of an hour is fluctuates a little bit depending on the time of the year. it's 1 half hour before 3 medium-sized stars are seen near each other in the sky. That's Havi Sufik Laila. That's when the possibility of nighttime starts. Rav Yehoshua Yotzer Mechal Sufik, and after a quarter of an hour, he goes out of a situation of Sufik. That was Friday night, so now he's definitely born on Shabbos. In that situation, he was born after that half hour, means it's ready to say Sefer Kachovim. So next Shabbos, you'll be able to do the meal on Shabbos.
So, is it a 15-minute window on both sides, or is it that it's only preceding the coming out of the three stars?
He's going to really middle of a thought. Yeah. Whereas with this opinion, which says the sun sets, it takes quite some time till you get through, you know, okay. I mean, leaving out, but not noble light pollution. You know, before the world of light pollution, right? Still took time that the stars were that. You know, you get the three stars right next to each other in the sky. Takes time. That was considered definitely nighttime. A quarter of an hour before that, it was considered already the beginning of what's called the Benesh Rosh period. Before that, even though the sun had set, it was considered young. That is the opinion of many poskim, including the Ben Otam, and the Ramban, and the Ritua, and the Rashba, and the Beis Yosef, and the Magen Avraham.
Okay.
Now, but he just points out, when we say a quarter of an hour, the quarter of an hour really is a time which, you know, it's amount of time which is flexible depending on the time of the year. The point is, it's a certain amount of level of darkness which can take longer or shorter to get to that point of darkness depending on where the sun is vis-a-vis the curvature of the earth. So, actually, what's somewhat counterintuitive, but the way it works is that around the times of the equinox, the angle is such that it darkens more quickly than the rest of the year, which is counterintuitive. You would have picked which time of the year that's darkened the most quickly. You said in the winter, because anyway the angle is a very weak angle. So as soon as it curves away, you know, the light is going to be minimized. Actually, the equinox is the shortest time span from sunset to darkness.
And then how about in the summer, the longest? No?
Summer is the longest. The equinox is the shortest. The winter is the one. So in the summertime, because you're getting the light full on, so the curvature is even as the earth turns, mm-hmm. and therefore the curvature of the sun is no longer visible. But since it's more, you're getting more direct light, the curvature will allow you to still see some of that this diffused light for that much longer. And that's what the summer is. So that's one opinion. Okay, and he says in the bottom, that's the Magen Avraham. Then he says, "I will come upon Eskim Machmir and Bezev Estirlo the Meis Shenis Kasa Chama Minenu Ad Yisis Kam Chacham and Benonim Hu Akol Bchalal Benish Moshes." No, Benish Moshes starts as soon as the sun sets and continues until three stars come out. Because of Berach Yosef, this Pasha can't minig Bchalal Ori Eretz Yisrael, and that became now the standardized approach in all of Eretz Yisrael. Because of Sefer Zchol Abroma, Sefer Seder Zmanim, Filim Savak Vayim Nerli Bchalal Benish Moshes, or Ben Dalamed Benish Moshes. Now, so let's take it a step further. You're not sure, Benesh Moshes itself is a Suffolk. You're not sure if it took place during Benesh Moshes. So I could argue it was like a Sveik Sveik. First of all, who said it's born Benesh Moshes? And he wasn't born Benesh Moshes at all, it was born earlier. And even if it was Benesh Moshes, maybe Benesh Moshes is considered Yerim. Benesh Moshes is this twilight zone, we're not sure how likely to deal with it, whether it's. Right, so this is not. So we don't use the seksekum. Say that it's mutter. We say wait till your mission. Definitely be yotze. If you do meal on Shabbos, you say okay. According to this Sod of the Sofet. The other Sofet is a meal. The government ever, and not. Wait one more day, you know, and you'll get a valley kosher meal. You'll lose the mitzvah, but you might lose the mitzvah of day eight. So the second opinion is an opinion which is usually referred to. The Mishnah Berurah over here sends you back to Simanei Samech Aleph, which there the Berurah also brings that opinion. He calls it the Sheet of the Ge'onim, because actually some of the Ge'onim is a fascinating thing. Whereas in general, the relationship of the Rishonim to the words of the Ge'onim was very hands off. We're not going to, you know, they have Masara, etc. Almost all of the Ge'onim learn that as soon as the sun sets, Benishmit just starts, which is what we do. But the Rebbe Tam came along and asked the Steer and Gemaras, because of that kasha of the Steer and the Gemaras, he concluded that must be the Benishmit does not set immediately after the sun sets. It's still considered Yom even after the sun sets. And because of that kasha, which, and then the Rebbe Tam said it, the other politicians, the Reed said it with him, and the Ramban, all these Rishonim follow, but it's fascinating. The Ge'onim said one way, and the Rishonim said the other way. Like, but it's like almost like perfect. Mishnah Berurah comes out, you should be machmer in the Raisas. So doing meal on Shabbos would be a question about the Raisas. So you should be machmer to say that maybe it's better Shmoshes immediately. So it's a suffix. You can't do meal on Shabbos.
So where does the history come in that certain communities started to follow Ben Tam and other communities followed?
Don't know. It's very hard to know. I mean, but, you know, there were communities in Europe which actually did follow Ben Tam Halacha L'maisa. You talked to Al-Din who lived in Satmar before the war. Satmar before the war, the sun was down below the horizon and people were still driving cars. It's not a quarter an hour before the Tesek HaChovim yet. Like, you know, Satmar came to America, he was going to do that, and they realized that the Minig America is not yet. He's not going to touch the Minig, but he was ready to do the same. I mean, there are enough communities that even nowadays, Amir La'akum, certain Amir La'akum is mutter, Benish Moshes, of Arab Shabbos, which would, you know, create some fascinatingly interesting, complicated cases. I got a phone call from a group of Kira people who were going for a Shabbaton somewhere, and they got stuck in tremendous traffic. And it wasn't a safe place to bail out. So I wonder how long could they keep going. Say, you know, if you have a non-Jewish driver, you keep going till 40 minutes after sunset. You can keep in luck with the rice. You can still be going to it. She said, "Well, granted, matter of fact, the girl who's driving, it's a woman who's calling me. The girl who's driving, not really Jewish." I said, "Okay." She said, "But the girl doesn't know that. So, like, how do you explain to the girl why she's allowed to drive on Shabbos?"
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She said it was horrendously difficult. Her worst chinuch experience she's ever had in her life. That's what they had to do. Then somebody complained about how her driving. She says, "You know what? Fine, you drive." She said, "No, it's okay. You keep driving."
That's a toughie.
Yeah. But that's the law. Manel kushamo perish shefila beloy kishui. Nirmal. So the definition of Nalakul Shumal means that that it's obvious that the oil is missing even without the erection of the male organ. If when the child is the organ will not be erected, it does not look, it looks like there's a membrane there, there's a mitzvah mila. Even on Shabbos.
If it is erect and you see it, or even if it's not, and it looks like there is.
If it's not erect, then it looks like there's a membrane there. Uh-huh. And when it becomes erect, you see there's no membrane there. So then there's a mitzvah mila still. Uh-huh. Okay. If even when it's not erect, it's clear there's no membrane there. So then there's no mitzvah mila, or mila is not tochas Shabbos.
No, but is there still some sort of symbolic?
Yeah, action? there's a toughest number is. We cause the child to, we prick him, and that's dambris.
Yeah, this is definitely a sign. But how often do we see cases of androgynous or anilid kishumo?
Very rare. And Jordan says, very rare. Another Shemolam, I'm also, I mean, I think I was talking to one of my Talmidim, was like, well, I think he told me so one time, you know, in the span of 8 years.
The
mother had a difficulty in birth, and they opened up the bet, and they would use a sam. They would use some type of we use a knife nowadays, but they use a sam. Sam is like a medicine. Shei Arlus. Now, what does it mean? He has two Arlus. Pirish, one had a snake in him, he has two male organs. So there's no din of Daich HaShabbos over there. Riyesh Amrim Sheyesh Oshtei Urus Ze Agav Ze. He has two foreskins. Two pshatim over there. Neither one, I think, is very common. Even though it's Daich HaShabbos, the Tam Kol Eilah Humishum Sofik. Kigon Gabin Drogunus. Humishum Deinu Zachar, but he's not a definite Zachar. Kamei Keinil Ben Shemosh, Shema Hu Shaloi Bezmanah. Maybe it's not the right time. Mil Kushumal, Epshet Aleka Kan Orla Kibusha. So there the issue is there what's called a hidden orla, which is a mitzvah to remove, or not? Well, we don't know. So which one is the main organ which has a mitzvah milah? The Sora Bays, the Mari, Mishte Oris, Zal Gabze, or it has two foreskins. We're not sure which one the Torah wants you to remove. Wants you to remove both. Okay. So those are all because of Suffolk. Now, it's different. It was not a question of a Suffolk. Excuse me, it's different. Vayna Yehudis Sheoldor, the case of the non-Jewish woman who converted immediately after birth. Okay. The Hosam Hatam Yishum De'ein Tumayim Betumas later. They don't go through the process of the 7 days and the 33 days, or for, you know, for a male. There's no tumor by them. The kama tanoi beinu kaseder amur beparshas tavriya yisha kashi tameya later barom nimal ishmana. Now the Torah wrote the din of ubayam hashmini yomob sarlo sir. The Torah wrote it in the parsha of yisha kisasviya biyaldo zochar betamei shivasimim. She's tamei 7 days. So in that parasha, we say that the woman's giving birth creates a tumor. The Torah says that his mila is Zecher Shabbos. Means the woman was not tummy later because she wasn't Jewish at the time, or because it wasn't a regular birth. His mila is not Zecher Shabbos. Why? Because the Rishon said so. Okay. But the things which prepare for the meal, they prepare for the meal, which could have done before Shabbos, are not allowed to be done on Shabbos. If you didn't do them, it's tafalok, so you can't do the meal. It's not Torah Shabbos. They didn't bring the knife. So said, so, okay, so let's bring the knife now on Shabbos, but there's no Erev. So they're carrying on Shabbos. Well, Mila Zechor Shabbos, carrying for Mila Shabbos. No, they could have brought the meal, they could have brought it before Shabbos. That's not Zechor Shabbos. Lo Yivienu B'Shabbos, the Filo B'Malkam Shein B'Ela Issa D'Rabbonu. Not only in a case where it's an Issa D'Raisa to carry, it's not, you can't bring it, but even in the case only Issa D'Rabbonu to carry, you still can't bring it. Even though not doing mila is a chi of karis, Chazal stood by theirs and said, "Our halacha, you can't carry the rabbanon, it's just the rabbanon, the carmelis, whatever it is, stands. Even though there's a chi of karis devolving on the person." Now, well, I'm learning Yehuda last lesson. What are you? What are you asking a goy to do it? Asking the guy to do with the rabbanon, so now it's called a shoes to shoes for malka mitzvah. You're asking a guy to do with the rabbanon for a mitzvah. That's mutter. That's called shoes to shoes for malka mitzvah. However, if you're dealing with this at the Raisa, the Shvus telling the guy to do with the Melach of the Raisa, the Tzach Mitzvah is not Mutter. So that applies to Mila also. Finally, Elvis and Shin Zayin. Okay. Sif Kat Yud Hes, Izmal. When you tilt all Izmal Acher Mila, Ein Le'elba Simen Shin Yod, Sif Katan Tetzvah, Bishmane Shabur, Mashik Sabin Shom. Are you allowed to, Betzim, the Izmal is a cliche, I'm allowed to list, it's made for making wounds on people, which is Melach HaDaraisa. So Betzim, it's Mokstah. But it, and he wouldn't use it for anything else, so it's a muksa machmas l'sar and kiss. It's designated only for this purpose, not for anything else. But in this Shabbat, there's a mila, it is the pshat no longer muksa at all, right? Or is the pshat that it is... Is the pshat that it's... looks where they had to move it. Nafkamina is now the meal is finished. Now what happens? Can you take it? Can you move it to the side? What can you do? We put it down. Okay, let it stay there for Rosh Hashanah. And the Abbas Hemeshin Yud Sifkat Tzvav Mishabura Mashik Savnu Shom. So Mishabura there seems to basically say that it's also to move it. So Klishma Natal Yisr. So even though at the beginning of Shabbos. It had a heter because it was a meal here this Shabbos. So the pshat is, in the beginning of Shabbos, Friday night you couldn't, Mux is decided Friday night. Well, this is, there's no meal of Elilah. So at the beginning of Shabbos, Taki had no use for it. So that it remains Mux, and therefore you're allowed to use it for the mitzvah. Okay. Ask the guy to do it. Asking a guy to do malacha d'rabbanan for the tzarich of a mitzvah, which was talchad as mutzah. Kid leil simin shen zayin sif hey shus to shus. Asking a guy to do with the rabbanan for the tzarich mitzvah is mutzah. Come welcome. Also lahavi hatinuk basic nest is derech kotz or shenim rebbe. So if you get any yehudi, you can't bring the child to the shul. Right. Through an area where there wasn't an Erev, even if the guy is carrying him. Why? So you can't tell me you're saying it's Tzarech Mitzvah. No, the meal can be done in the house. So instead of bringing the child to the shul, thereby needing afterwards to bring the child back from the shul, thereby doing need to do the. So just go to the kid's house. Do it there. Or do anything else. I don't have to carry the Ismail there. Okay, so carrying the Ismail one way, then leaving it there till after Shabbos and picking it up after Shabbos is better than going this way and that way. You can't leave the kid in the shul the whole Shabbos. Because she's seen her when it's very cold out, they do it in the house. So I mean, remember their chances of a cold was much more cold than our. At the point would be so cold as a for a kid to go outside. So they did in the house if the house works. Shesarach lahoitzi atinuk mebeisa lechotzer shenim rebbes ela ismal hamarach shom. So let's say a situation where the ismal is outside. So you want to bring the child out to the ismal. So mutter, Ayrei Yehudi, came to like a Rishus Rab. So Rishus Rab is one that says, so the goy is carrying the shoes to shoes. The goy doing a malacha the rabbana because the Raisa there's no Rishus Rab nowadays according to Beis Yosef. Like the Shita of famous Machlokas, Rashi says you need 600,000 people traversing there. We don't have that very common. So there's no Rishus Rab as one is that. So it's only the Rabbanan. So it's Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan, which is preventing them right now this Rabbanan Rabbanan is preventing them doing their mitzvah. So they say no, Rabbanan Shus Shus Mokim Mitzvah is Mutter. So instead of moving the child to the tinnik, instead of moving the child to the knife, it's better to move the knife to the child. The other tinnik el Yisrael yitzar chacher milah lahatter oid pam shus to shus lahatter tinnik etzel. Okay, now take him back home. Hashem can sheyavi her Yisrael all the tinnik. You bring the Yisrael to the tinnik. In echad shomar rachas Shabbos. Leave it till after Shabbos. Why am I saying shemem tez machuk savan b'sa? So he said, Chav Aleph can't tell the guy where he's going. Where is it going? We said the Chamim stood by the reserve of the Rabbanon, even though there's a question of mitzvah involved. By the Abbas Hemin Shin Zayin. Sif Hebe Agor, some heavy remote the Yeshua Kilim, I feel a Malach of the Rice, a Lemmer Lenny Yehudi, Mimoka Mitzvah. There's a head of telling the God to Malach of the Rice, Mimoka Mitzvah. Baf, the Roy Poiskim, Cholkim, Masur Azul, the Ikrik to the Vrain. Kamosha Kosta, the Simon Ray Shine Prof. So the Ikrik Psak is not like that sheet, and there's no head to do Malach of the Rice, I Lenny Yehudi. Even Mimoka Mitzvah. He brings over there some say it's mutter. But after Rabbi Poskim Cholkim Asir Azul Hikir to the Vayim, Kamosha Kosev is Mishim Meshayin Kol. Kamokim Inyan Mila Hamekel B'Semech on the Vayim La Hipsin. So, but over here we're going to say let's be Semech on the Shidah. Holds you tell God to Malach the Raisa for a mitzvah. So Mila to Malach the Raisa for a mitzvah. I'll get the Mila. Says this is anything lost. Person Hamekel B'Semech on the Vayim La Hipsin. If you have no other choice and a person wants to be makel and rely on that opinion, you can't say he lost anything by that. I'm not sure he gained, but he didn't lose. Koshke and the Indian Hitzah, Achnosa, Rasi and Lenu Rishisarab, Bezana Rishisarab, Meinber Lachim. I'll take it a step further. You're dealing with not other malach, you're dealing with caring. But I'm not sure we have the rices nowadays. So, like, that's another layer of heter. Zion. L'hoyeloi kamoin shochuk mi'erv Shabbos. So the kamoin was the medication that they would use on the child after he had the meal. Okay, so he's before the meal and he says, you know, I don't have the herbal ingredients that I need in order to heal the child after the meal. I'm going to have to grind. Now, there's no child if you do the meal thinking that the kid has all available, he doesn't have available. We said, Chazal, you must do this because it's otherwise it's dangerous to the child. Go grind it. Right? You're dealing with constant functions, go do it. But he's saying, but now I'm not holding that point, I'm holding beforehand. Am I allowed to go do it, thereby generating a situation where I'm going to need to be Mechal Shabbos? He's saying, you're not allowed to do that. He says, Lo Hila Kaman Shachu Kmer Shabbos. Lo Yishkan, you can't grind it. Because our matter is that you could chew it down with your teeth and create this, you know, this paste, and that would be sufficient. So that's the solution. So we have a solution how to do it. Otherwise, we'd be stuck. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tzvi. Hey, Tzvi.
You're just not giving
me the Mishnah Brewer shirt? I'm giving the shirt tonight. In the air of me, a small yayin b'shem and litin aleh. If you, they used to mix wine and oil together to put it on the mila. So they didn't mix the two before Shabbos. So there's no reason to put each one separately. There's no reason to mix it together. Okay, Mishnah Berurah said katan chav gimel. Come on, shochet. But I know katan the mila. Come on, shisbar. We said that the case was that the mila had not been done yet. Lo yishulchenu. Now, shir mila enam deicham Shabbos. The preparatory steps to prepare for the mila are not, which can be done before, are not deicham Shabbos. Okay, imi efshar lo losay lebeshinov tidocha mila. If you don't have a solution of grinding it with your teeth, that won't work. So you can't grind it, can't mow with without it. So don't do it. Not only can't you do malacha deraisa to prepare this remedy, like grinding it, through a alleyway which does not have the proper actions taken to allow you to carry there. So you can't bring it to allow the mila. You can't do mila without it, so don't do mila. Wait till after Shabbos. You can't say, listen, you know what, Finn, I regret it. Not a grind it, so let's go do the mila. And once he does the mila, so he's just a con and a mila, not a grind it. Well, he can't say, I'll do the mila. You can't say that, you know, let's go ahead and then we'll generate the problem, and then with the heter. Given the ashra of Yudea, she efshaloi below seven on him achrep, and he knows he needs them. But the tiracha mila malayobi atzul the day chilul Shabbos. You can't bring yourself into a situation where after chilul Shabbos, because he should have done it beforehand. Given shahay efshaloi hachin may ask, well, he should have done it beforehand. Now, but that the mizvado lo achrep mila she'en lo kamoin. But if we talk to the situation where they did the mila and they realize that they don't have what you need. You let you bring it or you grind it because you need it for a food. If you can do it in a way which is not going to damage the chela, you could do a shinui. It's not ground well enough, or it's not ground quickly enough. No, it'll be ground well enough, or ground quickly enough, and I can do it with a shinui. You can do the shinui. Tzarech l'shanus. Koshis barbas simon shin chavches sif yud beis. So it means by doing with the shinui at the raisa level, it's mutter now. Because it's not a malacha if it's done with the shinui. So at least generate that you're doing something which is not a malacha at the raisa. Now, the next question was to mix oil and wine together to put it on the kachir gilim, be refuah, shemarabim, betarvim, bekara, yain, beshemin. They mix wine with oil. The way we whisk an egg for scrambled eggs, we whisk it up. That's what they used to do. Same type of action. So here they say, "Lo yarbim yom." You can't mix them together this day, but you just keep, you put each one by itself. Perish. Also, the arbim bekar, because Chazal did not allow you to go and mix it in a bowl, plate. Put both there on the maka, on the mila where the mila was, one after the other. Like I remember that, we don't mix them together. It doesn't mean on the mila, it means in the plate, in the bowl. So you're putting it in, this one and then that one, as opposed to stirring it up.
Put them in and then mix, as opposed to.
Well, don't actively stir them. Okay. Yisarvu. If they mix, they mix. Remember locha. Okay. Cholech levana, because with Yosef the shor karlam nami osel oriv, and relocha l'ayirei shinoi l'kuli alma shor. But if you do the shinoi, that's what.
So today we don't have kimono.
Do what with the shinoi?
We don't kimono.
Yeah. So, but we do have the tzitzit b'peh, and it seems like they, from what I understood, they were equal back in the day that you go ahead.
Correct. They both are necessary. Right.
So why don't we have? It's just we lost the minhag for what the medication was, or.
I don't know.
If you do what with the shinoi, it's
to mix together the oil and wine to create this concoction of these to pour on the mila. Okay, Ches. Ein osin lo chaluk. So one of the concerns you always have when they do a mila is that the skin which is there, first of all, it's been cut and it's raw, etc. But the nature of that when it's raw is the body puts out the various different types of secretions which cause it to adhere to adhesions. So it can very easily adhere to the skin around it, and you're back to square one. We have now something covering the gid. Sometimes there's, but the membrane is the priya. We don't remove the priya membrane. We just cut it open and roll it back. So maybe it'll roll down again. So the things we need to do, steps we need to do to stop that. When they used to do it, they used to take a piece of cloth with an opening in it, the size of the child's organ, and they put it around the top and sort of like hold it down that nothing would be able to fall back onto the thing. That's called chaluk. Chaluk was like a covering. I said what they used to do was actually the other way around. I think they used to make like a finger cut, you know, a finger cut to cover it, and this way nothing would be able to attach onto it. That's called a chaluk. You can't make a chaluk on Shabbos. I know there's no chaluk. You can wrap around the piece of smartu as a rag. And it can be a clean rag, so it's just a worn out item. Okay, we ain't. He doesn't have a smartu here, so if he has one of the neighbors has one down the street. So karach let's bow derech malbush. Maybe derech tzarachir. I feel any shat yachin. You sort of wrap it on in a way where it would be like you're wearing it. So, and then you can transport it that way.
So wrap around, oh, I guess we'll get to it.
See, Mr. Ryan. Chav ches kolok. Kein kis dochuk shoshim, it's like a little pocket, a tight little pocket. Umachasim reish hagid adotar, it covers up the top of the organ down to the corona. The kasha shom, and he sort of ties on over there. Shayasah or lechastus again, which prevents the skin from coming back and attaching onto the kid. Chavtes. You mean like if you don't have any smart that available? Feel noido that we kind of mila ain't doch in a mila mipneza. So now here we don't say well. You guys have to schlep it on Shabbos afterwards. So it's better not to do the meal. That we don't say. They'll do the meal and we'll deal with that afterwards. So dealing with, we're saying to go dealing with malachas. So maybe it's one thing. Maybe it's a chiluk. But
maybe what's the chiluk? Carrying it would be
a malach. Even being malach, they're only carrying it. If a person may be aware of the fact they don't have it, they're wrapping it around. They're wearing it derech malbush, so they're wearing it. As you say, don't can't carry it. Where is it on the shoulder? Im ein loy. Yeah. Pchav. Lamed. So wrapping the smartzit around the finger is not the average way to wear. It's not so to carry in a chotzer shenem rebbes. Chotzer doesn't have an area with this place, but you're not going out there in any larger area where we make. So transporter versus a rabbim, a little bit more nervous. Or what about a carmelis? Or a chosen shenem rebbes is nowhere near as it's a different iser. One is this, that the Torah Chazal came along and gave a karmas that didn't like Rishon Sarabim, the Mirabonan, that they can't carry Dalanamis, there's Nezer Hitzoh, and Achnosa. And one, there's a Locha that, you know, because our, you say that came along and it wasn't when they made a separate. No, it's Carmel, there's an Israel Hitzoh. Choshesh Enem Rebbes is not the Mokum, which is, it's not the Metzias of the Mokum, it's more like the circumstances around it. Yeah, Erev, no Erev, okay, but Erev, not that you're allowed to carry. You know. But he says that Bedarek Carmel is to carry it in the Carmel is, so the Rebbe is not even that, that's the Kiddush. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying in.
We are not. So, if. So if it wouldn't be necessarily Derek Mulish to put it on the finger, but if it would go on the place where it's supposed to go on the kid. But normally adults don't do that. So would that be considered not the normal way, or would it be
the same? It'd be the same thing.
Well, so the same thing as the finger.
Yeah, so it would be better. It would be better than that. I mean, wearing something in the place where it belongs makes it more mutter.
Yeah.
You don't say, well, now it's there, so it's hitzah. Now that it's there, it's malbush. So then it's not a malbush. I'm allowed to wear my shirt outside. I'm carrying my shirt. No, my shirt is. I'm not carrying my shirt. My shirt is being mishamish me.
Yeah.
Right. But if I have a handkerchief which I need to get to shuls, I want to wrap around my wrist. I'm not carrying a derech hitzoah. At the end of the day, I'm carrying a handkerchief.
Right.
I'm not wearing a handkerchief.
Right. I guess my question was that there's this bandage thing that's meant for the child, which is, you know, supposed to be something that could be used. You know, it's only for infants, let's say, but if one would be able to use it for themselves, and that it wouldn't be a typical garment for an adult, then would it still kind of, would that fall outside the bounds of normal wearing?
The fact that kids wear would make adults consider it normal, yeah, correct.
Okay.
Let's hold it here.